Do you struggle with all things you need to run your photography business on the day-to-day? You're not alone, and you're in the right place. You're listening to Focal Points. We're an Enphoto podcast hosted by Dori Howell, and we are here to help you create a business that you love. 100 episodes. 100 episodes. I honestly never thought I would have this podcast going for 100 episodes, not because I didn't believe in the project, but to put something out consistently every single week, 100 times, is something that a lot of podcasters don't do. If you go and you search podcasts, you can see a lot of them might have 10 episodes, 20 episodes, 30 episodes, but to do it for almost 2 years straight is something that, you know, I'm just going to be honest. I'm going to pat myself on the back for and thank Enphoto for supporting this podcast and also my team of Ellen and Kelly who do so much work behind the scenes to make this project happen. I certainly don't do it alone and I appreciate all the help that they give me and it's just been a fun ride. So today I thought I would do something a little bit different for you guys. I invited some of my favorite podcast guests back to share little snippets of wisdom that they're leaning on right now, something that's working for them in their business or a piece of advice that they have for people that's really leaning on their heart. They're very short clips. They're something that I think are really, I love them. When I listen to all of them, I'm like, yes, yes, yes. So we're just going to dive right in. And one of the very first guests that I had on the Focal Points podcast was my friend, Chris Woolley. And when I knew that this project was going to jump off the ground, and it took a while to get started, it was one of these things where from pitch to first podcast episode was probably over 6 months, something that we worked on and we really wanted to be right for the audience. But I knew when we got the go ahead on this project that I needed to have Chris Woolley on the podcast 100%. He is so great in communicating how to work pricing and customer service issues. And the biggest thing I love about Chris is the fact that when you see him, he is so positive. He always has a smile on his face and he's always wearing a bow tie. You always know you can recognize Chris with his bow ties. But just his positive energy that is so contagious is something that I love so much. So when I asked him to do this, I said, hey, can you send me a quick clip of something that really is resonating with you now? This is what he chose. So listen in.
Hey, everyone. Chris Woolley here. I want to talk to you about one of the biggest things that I love for having great customer service and therefore a successful business is putting your customers first. Make it easy on them. Anything that you can do inside your business that makes your client's life easier, start implementing it now. This could be something as simple as having a consultation link on your website that goes directly to your calendar so that if you need to have a consult, you can schedule it right then and there. There's no back and forth on emails or anything like that. They've got it scheduled now. Or if you're doing headshots like I do, being able to book directly on your website instantly, it's huge. Next, come up with something that you can take away some of the guesswork, some of the unknown variables. Maybe you've got some guides that you can start creating that you can instantly email to your clients. So if they've booked with you, you can send them maybe a clothing guide, suggestions, ideas, things like that. Anything that you can do to make life easier for your clients, start doing it now. It's only going to pay off big time.
Let me tell you why what Chris said resonates with me so well, is making things easy for clients. There was a day and age and a time probably about 5 or 6 years ago where it was really popular for especially IPS photographers or people who wanted to have more in touch time in front of their clients, that they would schedule multiple appointments with clients and they wouldn't book them until they would speak with them and you wanted to have your consultation. But getting to that point was a little bit cumbersome because they wanted to get people on the phone. Well, there are some people who still teach that technique and God bless you if it works for you, but I've learned that I need to transition that a little bit and that my clients want ease and efficiency, and they want me to make their life easy. And my biggest spending clients value their time over their money. Their time is what is so very, very important. So anything that I can do in my workflow to make things easier for them to connect with me, to book with me, to pay me, any of those efficiencies is so very important. And using modern technology to do that, like to book a consult, like Chris said in that clip, is so important. So if you are not using tools like Calendly, like online payment services and things like that, and you are insisting that you see your client face to face every single time, there is a small demographic of people who are going to resonate with that. And I think that's great. If it's working for you, right on. But more and more people are valuing efficiency and convenience over face-to-face time. So if you're struggling to book, it really could be that you're demanding too much of people from the get-go. So look at your workflow, look at your process, and see how you can add efficiencies in there. In my workflow, I have added Calendly. I do PayPal invoicing and all of those things. So it really makes my life easy with my clients, and it has made a dramatic difference in my bottom line. So I love that from Chris so much. Make it easy to do business with you. Now, my next guest also has a whole thing about efficiency, and this is when it comes to social media planning. Christine Hamrick is a senior photographer down in North Carolina, and she has a thriving social media process and a thriving senior business. And she was back about episode 24 or so. And I'll put all the links to the episodes that these people were on the Focal Points podcast show notes so that you can see all these, because you don't have to remember them if you're driving or running or doing whatever you're doing. But all these links will be there to these great photographers. And I love the fact that she decided to talk about scheduling your social media content and how she does that and how that has created efficiencies for her. So here's Christine Hamrick.
Hi, all. This is Christine from Christine Hamrick Photography in Charleston, South Carolina. And I wanted to share something that has made my life a little bit easier these days, and that is batching my social media content. I usually take 1 or 2 days a month and plan out exactly what I'm going to post each month. So I'm a little bit old-fashioned. I print out a blank calendar on paper and then pencil in content ideas for each day of the week. So for example, on Sundays, I post Senior Sundays, Miscellaneous Mondays, Tuesdays, Transformation Tuesdays, What to Wear Wednesdays, et cetera, et cetera. So it keeps me focused on one topic for that day of the week. And I pencil all that in so I have a plan to know. I like batching it because it keeps me efficient. And then I schedule it in a social media content scheduler. So I like Later, but there are many others out there that do the same job and keep me on task so that I'm not deep into my social media every week, every day, every moment, and getting lost in the scroll. Hope that tip helps you.
Thanks, Christine. I do very much the same thing that Christine does, but I need to be a little bit more disciplined and consistent. And so I loved her reminding me that if I just take 2 days out of my month and plan out all this social media content and just get it done, then I don't have to worry about it for a couple of weeks. And that's so freeing for me, because I know social media can be one of those things that can become very, very overwhelming. Now, she said she uses Later. I use a tool called Metricool, which allows me to post pretty much across the board anything at this point in time. Pinterest, my Google business page, Facebook, Instagram. In Instagram, I can do my stories, my reels, everything, and schedule all those out. And if you go to the show notes page, I have a discount code for you. So hit the Focal Points podcast show notes page for this episode and you will get a discount code for that too. But scheduling things out, you can do it many different ways. You can Metricool, Later, Hootsuite, and even do it in the Meta Business Tools, which is of course probably what they recommend, but then you can't schedule out to other entities. You can only keep it in the Meta family, which is one reason why I don't use them, because I want to only use one tool to schedule in lots of places. And you can find that link there. But Christine Hamrick, thank you so much for that tip, because I think it's really, really great to remember that if we just plan a little bit, it will save us so much time and energy throughout the course of our days and our month. All right. The next guest that I invited back was Kimberly Tara. Kimberly Tara is one of my absolute business besties, and she is not a photographer. She could be. She has some beautiful children that are so photogenic, but she is a CPA. And more important than a CPA, she is a tax strategist. And she really hit the nail on the head when it comes to outsourcing. So here is a message from Kimberly.
When you started your photography business, you probably didn't get excited to start reading profit and loss statements and filing business income tax returns. But I'm here to remind you not to be afraid of the numbers. Running a successful photography business means you need to know your revenues, your expenses, and your profit margins. This is how you ensure you are profitable and making the right decisions as you grow. You need to understand what type of taxes you're responsible for to stay out of hot water. Outsourcing this to a bookkeeper is an investment back into your time and your financial knowledge of your business. As your income increases and starts approaching the six-figure mark, definitely if it's over the six-figure mark already. You'll want to work with a qualified tax strategist who you can work with closely all year long. They can guide you creatively and proactively so that you can keep more of your hard-earned money in your pocket and use your photography business strategically to build wealth. And this isn't the time to DIY. Just like I don't DIY my branding photos as a CPA, you shouldn't DIY your tax strategy as a photographer. We're here to help you stay in your zone of genius, which is creating beautiful, timeless photos for your clients.
Thanks, Kimberly, for that reminder of it really is not in our best interest to be doing tax tasks that we are not specialists in. If you want to learn more from Kimberly, she was on episode 70, and she is a CPA, a mom of four little ones, and just an awesome person and so fun. But she is not a typical stuffy tax strategist or CPA, and that's what I love about her. But I think the point that she made so clearly was that it is not in our best interest to do things that are not in our zone of genius. We really need to be staying in our lane when it comes to what we do and let other people come and support us so that we can run faster. So if you think of a track star, they need to run, but they also have the help of a nutritionist, of a running coach, a stance coach. They have people helping find them the best outfits to wear and all of those different things. They are supporting someone so that they can do their best. We need to have that support team, and the tax strategists, the bookkeepers, and those people can be your support team to help you go faster. And I love this reminder from Kimberly. All right. This next person we haven't even had on the podcast yet, which I could not believe it when I went back and I said, Nicole, I don't think you've been on the podcast yet. And she was like, I haven't. I said, no, I don't think you have. But it's my good friend, Nicole Bagley. I've known Nicole for, several years. And I'm in a peer mastermind group with her now. We meet every other Monday to just talk about photography, talk about education, talk about trends, talk about how to help people more effectively. And she is the owner of the Hair of the Dog Academy. And if you're a pet photographer, I know you know who Nicole is, and you've probably found this podcast because of her kind words about me and me coming in and teaching for her academy, which has been so much fun. I teach for her academy about once a quarter on the topic of social media, and I love those conversations so much. But Nicole's coming in talking about how to get great expressions from pets, so let's listen to her and find her tips now.
Hello, this is Nicole Bagley from Hair of the Dog Academy, and my tip of the day is how to get great expression from furry family members. So whether you're a pet photographer or a human photographer that sometimes wants to include dogs in your sessions, getting a great expression is really, really important. And for that, I have a great little tool. It's called a cottontail rabbit distress call. This is actually a hunting call. I'm not sure what people hunt with it, but I use it for hunting amazing expression from our dogs. So it's really little. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at any sporting goods store that has hunting gear. And you just put it in your little treat pouch or in your pocket, and it will produce the most novel sounds, and the dogs have to take notice. They absolutely love it. So again, that is a cottontail rabbit distress call, and that is my secret weapon for getting great expressions from pets.
Thanks, Nicole. Now, we are going to have Nicole on the podcast very, very soon, so you don't have to worry about hearing more from her. She also has a Hair of the Dog podcast, and you'll be able to link and find her from our show notes page. But you know, it's so funny. I don't do a lot of pet photography, but I did do a magazine cover with a vet in our area, and we had two dogs plus some kids and the vet on set that day. And the one thing was, this is a big one of the dogs was a big black labradoodle, I believe. And the doctor basically said, listen, you need to have her pant. That's how she looks like she smiles. If you don't have a pant, then you can't really see anything on their face because of the dark fur. So sure enough, we had to get that pant, and we did. And, you know, they were looking so good on the cover of that magazine. I was so proud of that moment because they were a little bit tired that day, but we were able to get that out of them. So thanks, Nicole, for that special trick and sharing that tool that you use to get the right expressions from the pets that you photograph so beautifully. All right. And this is from Sarah Jane Shorthose. Sarah, I love this message so much. If you listen to the podcast, you know, I talk about uniqueness all the time in every step of your journey. And here's what Sarah Jane has to say about that.
Hi, this is Sarah with Sarah Jane Photography. And after over a decade in this industry, starting and growing my business in one market and another, I think the number one thing I love to pass on to fellow photographers and business owners right now is the idea that there is only one you. There will only ever be one you. And now more than ever, we literally can see every ounce of our market, every one of our competitors right at our fingertips. And all of that noise can start to get in your head and make you think that maybe you're not good enough, or why would someone book you, or why would you have success when there are all these wonderful creatives, business owners, options in your market and beyond, all over the place. I don't think there's a single market right now that isn't at least somewhat saturated. But no matter what, no matter who your competitors are and how amazing they are, no matter what they do, they will never, ever, not a day in their life will they be you. So that is what you bring to the table, and it is special and it is worth it, and no one can touch it. So be you, and be you out loud today and every day.
Remember, there is only one you. You need to be unique. You need to stand out in your own way. And that is going to be the number one key to your success. And you hear me say that all the time, that being unique is the number one key to success. I'm not the only one who says it. So many people say it out there. So if you're worried about standing out or doing something different or looking a little bit weird, lean into that and do it, because that's what's going to find you your clients and make people come to you because you look like you're doing something different. You don't want to look like every photographer in your area. It's just not a good look. You're not going to get the clients that you want from that. If you look like every photographer in the area, that just means people are going to start price shopping you, and that is never fun. So Sarah knows best, and she actually runs two very successful studios. So I always love hearing from her. And now let's listen to a word from our sponsor at Enphoto. We all have heard the saying that an image is worth a thousand words. And as photographers, we are so lucky that we get to capture the images that tell our client's story. One way to tell their story is through the Enphoto Dreambook 4K. It really is the perfect gift where you get to write their story. It's a premium choice in the Enphoto collection of books. With this almost lay flat design, every page can tell your client's story in a beautiful way. And I've seen these, I actually have some, I've given them to clients, and they're absolutely beautiful books. I absolutely recommend the Dreambook 4K, and it transforms artwork into a beautiful, breathtaking narrative. Now, you get a great discount on this if you're a new client and you want to get a sample. You can get a 75% off sample by heading over to focalpointspodcast.com. It's one of the best sample discounts in the industry, and you won't be disappointed. Every client deserves to have their story told in a beautiful, beautiful way. I love all these tips so much that are coming in from my friends, and I have two more to share with you. And the first one that I want to hand the mic over to is my friend Miranda Hayek. She is the owner of Blossom Blue Photography. She has been in business for over a decade and experienced it all. And she is sharing with you three tips that I think are so, so very important for us to remember and also for new photographers to keep in mind. So let's listen to that now.
Hi, Dory, and congratulations on your 100th episode. Thank you for having me. This is Miranda of Blossom Blue Studios, and I would say if I was talking to my younger self of 16 years ago, some of the things that have really helped me is using my website as a tool and really using it effectively rather than just an online portfolio. This is something that I often speak about, and I'm happy to share more on if anybody is struggling in this area. But I'm going to encourage you not to rely on social media for marketing or for finding leads. They're an extension of your website, at least that's my belief, and it has served me so much. It's been such a blessing to have that approach to my business. The second thing I'm going to encourage you to think of is when you make decisions, not to make them based in fear of loss or fear of missing out. I know that's a big thing, the FOMO thing these days, but Only you know what deeply in your heart you enjoy doing and for who you enjoy doing those things. So with that, remember that not every client is your client. And lastly, and most importantly, I'm going to encourage you to cultivate and nurture a circle of support for yourself. I don't know what I would do without my friends and my colleagues. And if you don't have a set of friends or colleagues, go get them. Best of luck to everyone. Much love and good luck.
I love that Miranda was able to pack in three important tips in such a short period of time. Now, a little bit behind the scenes, I gave all of these people a minute and a half, so basically 90 seconds, to bring something to you that would be impactful and what they felt was important that photographers know in this climate, in this marketplace. And they all did such a great job. I appreciate them so much. But Miranda was able to pack three, and they all agree. I agree with all of them. One is your website being a tool. How many times do I work with photographers? This happens almost all the time with photographers that I work with. And a photographer catches my eye and I go and I look at their website and their website isn't updated. It's not optimized. I was super, super shocked to find the other day a website by someone who is very, very well known in the industry using old HTML code in their website. It's not a pretty template or anything like that. It really is some of the most antiquated HTML code that I've ever seen on a website. And that's what came up when I Googled him. And it's so important that you keep your website updated. We all know that many of us and many of our clients are becoming weary of social media, just that constant barraging of just random stuff that really we don't even care about all that much at all. We're just kind of doom scrolling through. But when we really want to find something of value, many people are still going to Google. And the fact that your captions and things like that on social media are now indexed in Google, it's really important that your website be up to date. Don't let it be an embarrassment. Keep it up to date. If you have a blog, keep your blog current. If you can't keep up on some of those things, then you really should probably downsize your website so it becomes manageable. And here's my tip for this is that I use PhotoBiz. I'm going to give them a blatant plug right now. I've had a PhotoBiz site, I think, for almost a decade now. I use them for my social media management. I use them for my SEO management. And the thing is that I outsource those things. If you kind of come back to what Kimberly Tara said earlier in the episode, I can do those things. I'm certified in SEO. I'm certified in social media management. I'm certified in content management. I can do all those things, but I choose to outsource them to someone else so that I can get some help and help me regain and do the things that are so important to me and that I'm really good at. Yes, I can do SEO. Yes, yeah, I can do social media management. Yes, I can do all those things, but that's not necessarily where I shine. So I choose to outsource those. And I have a great code for PhotoBiz. If you're interested in looking at their services or anything like that, hit the show notes page and you can link to that. I believe the code is Dory24. And you can get a discount off your services there by going to PhotoBiz. But link to the show notes page at focalpointspodcast.com for that information. All right, here we go to wrap it up. I think we have someone who is so good at what she does. And she is the queen, in my opinion, of niching down. And so many people, when they hear about niching down, they have a negative view of what that looks like in their mind. But Tavia explains it really well. So let's listen to that now.
Hi, friends. This is Tavia Redburn from the From Better Half to Boss Photography Podcast. And I want to share with you the best thing I did for my photography business to help me make a full-time income as a mom of three. And that was to niche down uncomfortably small. I know I can hear some of you groaning right now. And likely this is not the first time that you've heard this advice. But honestly, most photographers that I talk to are unwilling to niche down. Either they're multi-passionate and they don't want to photograph only one thing, or they're scared to niche down because they live in a small or a saturated market. But let me tell you that niching down does not mean that you only photograph one thing. It means that people know you for one particular niche. For example, wedding photographers are known as wedding photographers, but they likely also photograph bridal sessions, engagement sessions, and even boudoir for their couples, right? But they're known as a wedding photographer and they market themselves as wedding photographers. So when you niche down, it makes everything in your marketing so much easier, in addition to helping you stand out, like creating content and social media posts and making vendor connections and growing your email list is so much easier when you're niched down and you know exactly who you're talking to. I'd love to dig deeper into this and answer questions you might have about niching down. I'm on Instagram at Tavia Redburn.
I love the way that Tavia explains this so much, because niching down doesn't mean that you only photograph one thing. It just means that you are known for photographing one thing. So for example, I was a family and newborn photographer for a really, really long time. That's what I became known for, but I didn't want to do that anymore. So I wanted to pivot what I was known for into corporate branding and headshots and business portraits. And I've done that, but that doesn't mean I don't do family sessions. That doesn't mean I don't do newborn sessions. That doesn't mean the other day I did a cake smash. It's one of those things where, yes, I'm known for one thing, and that's what you see in my marketing, which Tavia says it makes it easier if you niche down, which I totally agree with. But that doesn't mean I don't photograph other things, that I don't take work in other niches. I just may not show them in my marketing. And I don't know of one photographer, if out of all the photographers that I know, that only shoot one thing exclusively. Here's the thing. Most people are out there shooting different types of things. They're just not letting you see it because they want their marketing to be streamlined. So here's what I do. I won't necessarily put pictures of that cake smash session that I did last Saturday up on my website, but I will show them on my Instagram stories, because stories disappear after 24 hours, right? We know this. And I want people to see these really cute images that I took, and trust me, they are adorable, but I don't necessarily want to confuse that in my marketing. So I will show those things in my stories so the people who follow me can see them and say that, realize that I'm doing other things, but it's not in my marketing, so I don't have to muddy up my marketing message. And hopefully that explains the niching down process in a little more relatable way. It's not, I'm never going to preach that you can only do one thing. I'm never going to preach that you can only do business one way, but this is a really relatable way for this to be explained. And I thank Tavia for sharing that with us today. As I wrap up this episode, I really want to pay special thanks to Enphoto for sponsoring this project. You guys know I talk about them all the time. And also to Christine, Chris, Kimberly, Nicole, Sarah, Miranda, and Tavia for spending just a little bit of their time sharing something with you. I have some great friends in this industry, and I have some wonderful, smart people who I get to interact with very, very often. And this is just a sample of them. Go ahead, hit the show notes page and go back and listen to their episodes, because this was just the tip of the iceberg of the great information that they shared with us. And I know that if you haven't caught those episodes, that you will really, really be glad that you go back and listen. And I've made it really easy for you. So if you go back and you hit focalpointspodcast.com, hit the show notes page for this episode, everything is linked in there, from their original episode to where you can find them on social media, all those great things. Be sure and check them out.
And if I had one thing to share with you, I would say, at any given point, be the dumbest person in the room. I've been members of masterminds, several. Some have been good, some have been bad. I've taken so many classes. I buy so much education, and I strive to be the dumbest person in the room. So if you are looking for education, my suggestion to you would be, don't look for areas that you know a lot about. Fill in the holes in the areas where you know, okay, I don't really know about a lot of social media. I should probably fill in that gap a little bit. Or I don't really know how to do off-camera flash. I should probably fill that gap in a little bit. Or, you know, I really don't know how to do a great blog. I should probably fill in that gap a little bit. Now, lucky for you, there's podcasts on all those different things except off-camera flash. You know, guys know I don't cover that. But when it comes to blogging and business things, the podcast has had an episode on it. We've covered pretty much everything, and we look to find new things to discover in the future. If you're looking for a coaching environment, because of this 100 podcast celebration, I wanted to let you know I'm offering $100 off any of my coaching programs. That includes my Voxer days, where you sit at home, I sit at home, we go back and forth on Voxer, which is kind of WhatsApp. And we share, and I help you with one specific problem in your business. You want to get your email list started, we can do it on that day. You want to build your email sequences, we can do it on that day. You want to get your social media calendar scheduled out, we can do it on that day. So a day of Voxer is a way for us to basically, quote unquote, sit together and go back and forth with messages, maybe some video chats to make sure that you're getting the help that you need. The second program that I have that is very, very popular is my Marketing Breakthrough. If you just need help with your marketing program, you can get $100 off your Marketing Breakthrough program. And all these links will be on the Focal Points podcast page. And then, of course, I do one-on-one coaching, which I don't talk a lot about. But if you're looking for a one-on-one coach to help you throughout the end of the year, to help you get everything, a comprehensive look at your business to make sure that you're hitting everything the way that you should, one-on-one coaching might be for you. And it's probably not as expensive as you think. So now you can get $100 off that as well. So the $100 off coupon is good until the 3rd of May. I hope you take advantage of that. I would love to work with you. If you have any questions, you can shoot me messages at my email or direct message me through Instagram. I would love to see you there. For now, that's me signing off 100 episodes in the books, and we will look for you next time. Actually, next week with a brand new episode of the Focal Points podcast. Thank you for listening. This has been Focal Points, an InPhoto podcast hosted by Dori Howell. We hope you've enjoyed the show, and we will see you next time.